That development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Downing Street says the Prime Minister and his Canadian counterpart have been discussing the importance of free trade between like-minded nations as the world continues working out how to react over President Trump's tariffs. Keir Starmer's been talking to world leaders ahead of a series of government interventions which are expected this week. But the chief political commentator at The Independent, John Rentall, thinks President Trump is not focused on this country.
If his staff present him with a deal with the UK that he can sell as a win to his voters, then he'll probably sign off on that. But he's interested in China and the EU and Mexico and Canada.
It's being suggested the health problems suffered by A&E patients could be worsening because of missed doses of prescription medicine. A study from the Royal College of Emergency Medicine has found some fail to get them on time while others miss them altogether. The NHS says it welcomes the research and will study it closely. There'll be further talks later on today aimed at trying to end the bin strike in Birmingham. Rubbish has piled up on the streets for almost 4 weeks since collections from the Unite Union stopped in a row over jobs and pay. And the first new road crossing to be built for 33 years east of Tower Bridge in London is due to open later on in the day. Silvertown Tunnel will connect Silvertown with the Greenwich Peninsula by running beneath the River Thames. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello again, Bill Overton and Classic FM making an early start on Monday. Music to oil the wheels if you're feeling a little reluctant. Tenor Freddie DiTomaso about to sing after Mozart.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Felici andavamo la scuola con la cartella tra colle ed in tasca la vela. Per il futuro avevamo un vestito di gala. Quante speranze di gloria, di celebrità. Ma inesorabile il tempo tracciava il cammino. E a testa china neghiamo nel nostro destino. Sordo rancore la mia scrivania, cerco scacciare ma invano la monotonia. D'autunno che nella tormenta teme il prigione dei giorni l'inferno paventa. La donna sincera aspettai, compagne dei sogni miei, ma invano cercai, cercai l'amore anche tu dove sei. Partita. Faccio una macchia d'inchiostro, mi treman le dita. Tacer le memorie, o vecchio cuor mio, sogni di gloria, addio.
Well, I promised you some heat, and there. Tenor Freddy Di Tommaso performing with the London Philharmonic Orchestra in Accenzi's Addio, Sogni di Gloria, and before it Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, the overture performed by Sinfonia Varsovia. You're listening to Classic FM. Late night, early morning, weather-wise, frost and fog patches around in places. Very chilly, down to -2 in some places further north. Highs of 18 later. Once the fog lifts, Monday is going to be bright and sunny and breezy. Mostly. I think in the northeast you might get a bit more cloud, but don't blame me, not my fault. It's April the 7th. It's Classic FM World Health Day. The WHO founded in 1948. Its theme this year, A Healthy Start Means Hope for the Future. It's very positive. Today regarded as the symbolic birth date of the internet. This date, 1969, a forum opened to discuss what would one day become the World Wide Web. This isn't scientific, but FYI, if you search for the most viewed works by classical composers on YouTube. Mozart's quite a way ahead, not surprisingly. Tchaikovsky, number five. Here's his number six symphony.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's final composition, his Symphony No. 6, the Pathétique, the second movement played there by the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, Daniel Barenboim conducting, Bill Overton here, keeping you company on Classic FM early Monday morning, looking at the dates in the diary, April 7th. Composer Domenico Dragonetti, one of our late greats today, an inspiration for Beethoven's Fifth. As you'll know, if you've been listening to Alexander Dragonetti, no relation, on Friday nights. Also singer Billie Holiday, born this date, and the composer and band leader Percy Faith. It is National Coffee Cake Day. Now, that would be my go-to cake if I was to eat at this time of night. Cake around since Egyptian times. Coffee first came to Europe in the 1600s, about the same time as this man.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM. It was Vivaldi we heard, his mandolin concerto, the finale performed by Alison Stevens and Craig Ogden, accompanying on guitar. Not saying Vivaldi was a coffee drinker, just a contemporary. And just there, Ole Yellow's Dawn, lovely. Max Rusi on cello, Ole Yellow playing piano along with the 12 ensemble. Dawn breaking, what, around about quarter past six, where I am at the moment. Sam Pittis will be on air then. He's in for Lucy Cowd this week from 4 a.m. Bill Overton with you right now. April 7th, National Beer Day. If you're listening in the US on the Global Player app, we wait until June. And it's no housework day today. Do what makes you happy. It's what Sibelius did pretty much for the last 20 years of his life. He retired, moved to the countryside in Finland, smoked cigars, which he loved, claimed he passed away while this was playing on national radio. We'll be right back. some works, some pieces of music have distinctive intros, that the opposite. Sibelius, his Symphony No. 5, the finale performed there by the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. Morning to Lee, who's in Birmingham, wanting to wish a happy birthday to his brother, Nazar. Hopefully the Sibelius was the perfect bit of music. If it's drama you need to get your working week started, Classic FM certainly not letting the side down between now and the three. Music from a film that still tops best of lists half a century after its initial release. Before that, 1001 Reasons Why You Need to Keep Listening, especially if you're a fan of Rimsky-Korsakov. Coming next.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan Pet Food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Classic FM.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
the Kyrie from the Requiem of Thomas Louis de Victoria, performed there by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, our dawn chorus a little later this morning when Sam Peters is in. If you're still listening, then music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, we heard first there the story of the calendar prince performed by the Borusan Istanbul Philharmonic Orchestra. Classic FM, early Monday morning. Hopefully the music is perfectly fitting whatever it is doing. Happening in your early hours. I mentioned this film, this blockbuster film from the 1970s that still tops best of lists. I was talking about The Godfather. Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra performing Nina Rota's The Godfather Love Theme. Carl Davis at the podium. Our Hall of Fame on the way, our first three at three for this week. High centuries for both Prokofiev and John Williams featured after the news.
Classic FM. I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment and my colleague was like...
Are you better now?
And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists like Classic FM Revision, the perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump has denied trying to engineer a stock market sell-off after the global slump on financial markets caused by his tariffs policy. He's been talking to reporters on Air Force One as shares and currencies begin to trade again around the world this morning. On Friday, the FTSE 100 had its worst day since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Two people have been arrested after a man was shot dead in County Durham. The man and woman are being held over the death in Stanley on Saturday evening. New research is showing NHS staff are being harassed by members of the public who film them on their phones before threatening to post the footage online. Unison says it surveyed thousands of health workers across the UK and found one in seven have experienced the problem. The Scottish Government's been holding an emergency meeting over an ongoing wildfire at a woodland park. Large parts of Galloway Forest Park have been alight since Thursday. The forecaster Jim Dale says the good weather is creating some dangerous conditions.
Casting my back to last year, March was very...